This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. Across the country, we are a nationally syndicated show heard on the Genesis Communications Network, live via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for the service you're doing for America. To our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, also the security and the folks that do the construction jobs at night, and those truck stop waitresses bringing the coffee to the truckers, and let's not forget about the convenience store clerks, too. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch website, click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, we've got our good friend Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you? I should say good evening on my
end. Yeah, it's good evening. I know. You're on yesterday. I'm on today. All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get going. Are you ready?
We're on the same page. We love
you. You got it. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to play 30 seconds, if this works, of Chuckie Schumer telling the president, hopefully you've learned your lesson, and then we'll go from there. Come on, Chuckie Schumer. Well, let's see here.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson. Now, once the president signs the continuing resolution, we in Congress will roll up our sleeves and try to find some agreement on border security. We don't agree on some of the specifics of border security. Democrats are firmly against the wall.
Okay, Democrats are firmly against the wall. Okay, we got all that. But Chuckie had to throw the barb in there.
You mean the barb saying, hopefully he's learned his lesson?
That's right.
Which I think has got to enrage and embarrass President Trump, humiliate
I'm sure.
President Trump. It's just a disgusting thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I didn't hear Trump trying to embarrass them this time. They're embarrassing him. If that's the case, I don't know why you'd ever give in to these people, ever.
Well, I'm not going to second guess why he did what he did.
I know why he did what he did. I mean, because, you know, the government employees were an unwitting pawn in all this, and I felt bad for him myself. And, you know, you can't take people who are supposed to get a check every week and count on getting that check to pay their rent and their mortgages and their kids' schools and everything else and just say, well, now you're not going to get it. I mean, I understand it was not a good situation, but it was not Donald Trump's fault. It was just as much or more Nancy Pelosi's fault. So, you know, I just think that the best way he could have gotten out of this was to declare a national emergency and find the money in the government budget and tell everyone to go, all the employees to come back to work. That's the way I would have done it today. I wouldn't have waited 3 weeks for it. Declare the national security mm-hmm. emergency now.
Mm-hmm. That's all probably well and good, but I do know that what stemmed this and what got this started was they shut down JFK this morning, one of the busiest airports in America, and it caused a backlog around the country in the middle of the morning when all these planes are coming and going.
But that's why the way to get out of it was to tell all the government employees, you are in fact invited back, but I am declaring a national security emergency and I don't need Congress anymore. That's what I would have done.
Well, I agree, but again, we got what we got. And to these people that are out there saying, that's it, I'm done with the Republicans, he came, this, that, and the other, I'm saying give it 3 weeks and let's see what happens.
Yeah, and then look, I said that on my show. I said I'm really very disappointed, and it does look to me like it was a loss for President Trump, the great negotiator in the art of the deal, and he lost. That's what it looks like. But I don't know if 3 weeks from now it'll look like a loss. He may have something in mind that I don't understand. So we'll all find out in 3 weeks. That's what I said.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, while we sit here, you wrote an article, and I've got it right here in front of me, Democrats are the border crisis deniers. And boy, this article here, this nails it. This really nails it.
Well, yeah, I came up with actually 13 ways that Democrats are border crisis deniers. 13, 1-3. That's a lot of ways. And if you don't see it, you know, first of all, Democrats love to call us deniers when it comes to climate change. And they're trying very hard to evoke the label of Holocaust denier. They want to put that, you know, impression in everyone's mind that we're like Holocaust deniers. So we need to throw it back at them and say Democrats are border crisis deniers. And so, you know, number one, we're facing the illegal immigration crisis. And a new report came out, I believe it was Harvard. So it's a trustworthy source. It's not a conservative source. They said there aren't 13 million or 14 million or 12 million illegals in America. There's 22 million.
That's right.
So we are being overrun by illegals. It's an illegal immigration crisis, one. It's an illegal alien crime wave, two. It's an illegal alien gang crisis with MS-13 filling our streets with murders. It's a child sex trafficking crisis.
Yeah, that's the bad one.
It's a drug trafficking crisis. That's the really bad one.
Yep.
It's a prison crisis, meaning our prisons are filled with illegals and it's costing us billions. We could spend that money on veterans instead.
That's right.
It is a disease epidemic crisis, meaning you don't know what's coming across that border.
We got TB back in a picture, measles, things we haven't seen.
Something like polio. There's a disease that's leaving children paralyzed overnight.
Yep.
You know, you go to bed with a sore throat, you wake up, your child can't move below the neck. It's the most horrible thing I've ever heard of.
Yep.
There's a humanitarian crisis. Obviously, women are being raped all the way up that journey.
Mm-hmm.
There's a welfare and a national debt crisis. We're $22 trillion in debt. We are drowning, and a debt crisis is coming, believe me.
Yep.
And there's a jobs and wage crisis. They're taking away middle-class working-class jobs, and also keeping holding our actual wages down. There's a terrorist crisis. You don't know what's coming across that border.
That's
right.
Cause
a new 9/11. There's a pollution crisis.
Yep.
Don't you find it amazing that liberals talk all day long about green energy and global warming and climate change?
Just look at the border.
Mm-hmm. They don't care what's coming across the border. That'll make the whole country look like San Francisco with drug needles and feces all over the ground. And lastly, there's a voter fraud crisis, and that's one that Democrats aren't in denial of. They know what's happening. They want open borders because every illegal alien is a future or present Democratic voter.
All right.
So it's 13 terrible crises, and if you believe in stuff like that, let me tell you something. I think that either you're mentally ill, you're complicit in the destruction of America, or you're taking billions to the Mexican mafia.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
President Trump now says he will wait until the partial government shutdown is over before delivering a State of the Union address. Some say he's caved to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who withdrew her invitation for him to speak. So where are we in all this? 800,000 federal employees remain off work, missing a second paycheck. Sure, they'll eventually be paid, but many have bills that are due now, including mortgage or rent payments. Members of Congress get paid, but this is all about politics and their respective liberal and conservative bases. It all reminds me of a popular song from years ago. The games people play every night and every day, never saying what they mean, never meaning what they say, while they while away the hours in their ivory towers till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. That fits the current mess in Washington, don't you think? God sits in his heaven and laughs. The rest of us put our head in our hands or tune out. It's pathetic. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake news hotline.
So this AC guy comes by our place, takes a look at our unit, and tries to tell me it's a dinosaur. Tells me that it's about to fall apart and it needs to be replaced. And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like it's running good. It's only 8 years old.
That is fake news, ma'am. A quality system by Carrier installed by Total Air Solutions should last 10 to 12 years with proper maintenance. Fake news, I tell you.
Ooh, good to know.
It's also good to know Total Air Solutions backs up repairs with a no-lemon guarantee and that our professionally installed Carrier units have a 10-year parts and labor warranty. For the real truth about your AC system and real AC experts you can trust, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003 and 2018 Carrier President. President's Award winner. Check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. That's TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions. Online at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Looking to further your career as an electrician? Don't do it yourself. Team up with Mr. Sparky instead. We offer electricians of all levels great perks that you just won't get going in alone, like health, dental, and vision, and paid time off. So apply today and turn your dream job into a reality.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and Wayne's on the phone on hold, but I got to do this real quick because this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at the DR Mold Solutions Company. Now, you've heard me tell you for weeks now that my house had mold in it when I bought it, and I reconditioned, refurbished the house. It was an older home. I bought it to fix up and see if I could put it on the market and sell it, and then I decided to live in it because it was such a great job they did with it, I wanted to stick around for a while. Well, it had mold in the walls. And mold, of course, can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more stuff. So I found out about a company by the name of DR Mold Solutions. Now, they had an EPA and FDA-approved method to kill mold in your home or office. This was back in 2010 and 11. Guess what? Nothing since. So, I want you to, anywhere in the state of Florida, any one of our affiliates in the state of Florida, and there's 10 of you, contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Once again, DR Mold Solutions today, 727-692-9622, and ask them about their New Year's special. Tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, we kill mold. Okay, back to Wayne Allyn Root. Hello, Wayne.
Captain, how are you? Good morning.
Yes, sir. Now, Roger Stone, 6 o'clock in the morning, they show up with an FBI, pretty much a SWAT team, the way they were dressed up to go in to get him. And right across the street sits, by just coincidence, a CNN Sky truck.
Yeah, it wasn't just that it was sitting there. It's that it was sitting there before they got there, waiting for him. And then then the guy casually gets out of the truck, and the SWAT team just kind of walks by him as if it's no big deal. If this
right.
was like a, you know, a traditional police raid, you might assume you shove your guns out, and this guy could be the enemy. This guy could be a bad guy.
Yep.
Or you might move him out of the way because he's an innocent bystander who could get shot.
Yep.
But they knew that he was supposed to be there. They had warned in advance Mueller's team, CNN should be there because they were raiding Roger Stone's home. That's got to be a no-no. That's got to be criminal. I don't understand how they're getting away with this stuff.
I don't know if it's criminal, but it certainly is not anything that the police that I know do. They don't have the camera crews there to do anything like that because it's dangerous. You don't know what's going to happen. And even, believe it or not, in Roger Stone's case, you never know.
No, but I don't think you're allowed to leak confidential information like
that. I don't believe you are either. I agree.
You know what I said on my show tonight? It's amazing to me. Can we reverse things for a minute? Remember Martin Luther King said, you know, I have a dream? Dream with me for a minute. Can you imagine if you had Barack Obama, a black Democratic president, and the entire United States government was after him? Every government agency hated him. Every government agency, FBI, CIA, DOJ, NSA, they were all listening to the conversations of Obama and all of his, you know, right-hand men, all of his staffers. They were raiding them in the middle of the night, putting them in prison. They were getting rid of attorney-client privilege and raiding his lawyers. Can you imagine if that ever happened to Obama and the FBI dared to raid, you know, Ben Rhodes' home, one of his right-hand men?
Right.
This is so ridiculous. It couldn't even be in a movie, and you'd go, that's too ridiculous. How could the whole government be against, the whole government be Democrat and against a Republican president when it's a Republican administration? We're losing everything, and nobody's going after Hillary. No one's going after Obama. No one's going after Ben Rhodes. No one's going after any of the bad guys of the Obama administration. All their crimes are just completely, you know, thrown in the garbage. We don't care anymore. They're gone. Trump, they're going to haunt for the rest of his life.
Never say never, because this new attorney general has kind of led us to believe that he might start looking at Hillary and company.
I hope so, but I just don't hold out much hope because he's an old bushy and he seems like a rhino to me.
Well, we'll find out soon. Now, by the way, is it cold where you're at right now in Las Vegas?
You know, it's probably like 39 degrees tonight, overnight.
Okay, because it's 51 here in Tampa right now, but I just found out from Burnsville, Minnesota, and George, better you than me, it's 9 below zero right now up there. On Wednesday, he said the high for the day was 13 below. The low that morning was 27 below. No, thank you.
Well, that's why I live in Vegas, so
that's
the high
right.
today was like 63, and the low tonight will be like 39.
And that's why I'm down here, because we'll have 3 or 4 days of 60-degree highs, you know, 60, 65, and then we'll have some lows in the 40s, but it'll go right back up again, and we'll all be warm. Okay, let's talk about the official asylum seekers that are now being returned from the United States back across the Mexican border to sit there and wait until their cases come up for judgment.
Yeah, you know, look, some of my fans were a little harsh today. They really were angry at Trump for giving in on the State of the Union the other day and for giving in today on the government shutdown. And they said, that's it, I'm done with him, I'm wiping my hands of him, I'm never voting for him again. You don't understand how hard this guy's trying and what he's up against. It's just impossible.
Well,
so,
yeah.
I mean, he's at least trying, but you've just, at every single, you know, turn, there's a liberal judge waiting to undo whatever he does. And there's, you know, Republican rhinos in the House, in the Senate, that won't do or support anything Trump does. So he really has no help anywhere. It's really quite amazing. Never seen anything like it in history. And I was with two buddies tonight. That's where I was when I, you know, I literally came home 15 minutes for our interview here.
Mm-hmm.
Two buddies from New York came out to visit me. And, I, you know, you just can't say no when guys drive 3,000 miles to see their buddy Wayne. They want to see Vegas. They want to see their buddy Wayne. I haven't seen either one of them in 20 years. And they both were just saying the same thing. And they're not political guys. They said all the guys back home think the same way, that this is just the most incredible witch hunt they've ever seen in their lives. And no matter what this guy does, there's somebody on every corner waiting to take him down.
Well, how about the Covington Catholic students? I don't know if you
Terrible.
Know this.
Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but the student who was standing there by himself with the MAGA hat on, his family has hired a well-known attorney now to
him. I had him on my show today. The attorney was on my show today, Robert Barnes.
All right.
He talked about it. He's suing everybody. He's
yep.
suing everybody involved, and he thinks they're going to make a lot of money. I mean, it would be nice if the kids made a lot of money. I think that's good. But, I mean, those kids, I'd like to say to them, welcome to my world. You know, I know you're 16 years old, and so you're not supposed to have attacks like this. But Wayne Root, the hate mail and the death threats and the people trying to ruin my businesses and ruin my life, it's never ending. The Democratic Party of Nevada, when I was the opening speaker for Donald Trump back in September,
mm-hmm.
the Democratic Party put out a press release calling me names that you would think I could sue for $100 million and win. I don't know. All I'm telling you is the slander, the libel, and the lies is overwhelming. Sometimes I think, why did I ever get in this business? Every day. I used to be a businessman. Nobody attacked me. Nobody cared. I made money. I drove a nice car. I lived in a big house. No one ever said a word. You go into politics, talk radio, and everybody hates you. Half the people in the world want to kill you, want to destroy you, want to just put you in prison. I've never seen anything like the hatred and the division in this country. We are headed for a civil war, Captain, as sure as I'm standing here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger, but I just don't talk about it because, to me, I just let it go right off my back.
Yeah, no, I understand. I have other issues because I have many business interests.
Yeah, I know you do.
And they're just always trying to hurt me. That's all I could tell you. Terrible people.
You got a friend here, so don't worry about that. And, of course, we are talking to Wayne Allen Root. Now, Roger Stone was quick to point out that the indictment mentioned the Trump campaign and Trump campaign officials 28 times, but it wasn't specific in what it was. And it could have been one person mentioned, without mentioning the name. It could have been, he mentioned Steve Bannon, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, look, the important thing about all this is they've criminalized a typical political activist doing opposition research. I've never heard anything like this. And it's what I've been saying on my show for 2 years now. The Democratic Party gets away with murder and national security crimes, otherwise known as treason, and the Republican Party, you know, gets sent to jail for life for jaywalking or sticking gum on the ground or going 65 in a 64 zone. I mean, or 66 in a 65 zone. And same thing just happened to Roger Stone. Does anyone really think it's normal to send 29-man SWAT team with heavy weapons and night vision goggles and armored vests to attack a 66-year-old man with glasses and gray hair? I mean, did you really need to do that, or couldn't you have called him and just said, called his lawyer and said, could he come in at 10 o'clock tomorrow to turn himself in?
That's correct.
Why on earth did you want to kill him? Was the attempt, in case he reached for a gun, you'd murder him, and that would be
well,
a investigation?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because one of my listeners, George, sent me something about the body trail that seems to be surrounding all of this. You suppose that was part of this?
I certainly think that they're just looking for one of us to slip up and they'll kill us. I mean, it sure seems that way to me. What else could you say? You don't have to send a SWAT team at 6 in the morning to get Roger Stone or Paul Manafort, for that matter. They're trying to embarrass us, humiliate us, stick it in our nose. It basically, anyone who's friends with Trump is in danger. It's very scary.
Well, let's make one thing clear. Roger Stone is not the source of the WikiLeaks. Seth Rich is. Remember him?
Yeah, well, that's why he got murdered.
That's right.
So I've said from the beginning, look, a lot of people just, they go, oh, Wayne Root says, oh, Captain Matt says. You know, there is a famous CSI class in the University of Miami, I believe it is. No, I'm sorry, George Washington University. That's what it is, George Washington University. And they study murders all over the world to determine exactly what they think happened. And they always turn out to be right because it's a classroom of brilliant kids and they have guest lecturers who are the top CSI scientists in the world. And they studied the Seth Rich murder. Do you know this?
Yeah, I did.
And they said it was a hit, an absolute political hit.
Well, I don't doubt that for a second, and I still believe it. But anyway, here comes the music. Wayne, thanks very much for doing this tonight. Look forward to talking to you sometime next week.
And make sure everybody knows, every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, is my TV show on Newsmax TV, The Wayne Allen Root Show, and it replays every day now at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, East Coast time.
And Root for America.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you. Night, Wayne. All right, RootForAmerica.com. I'll be right back with more, and your phone calls are welcome.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump backed down from his demand that Congress give him money for his border wall before federal agencies got back to work. Friday, Mr. Trump signed legislation funding shuttered agencies until February 15th and said he would try again to persuade lawmakers to finance his wall. He said the action is in no way a concession. The coalition of Latin American governments that joined the U.S. in quickly recognizing Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president came together during weeks of secret diplomacy. Those involved in the talks say the effort included whispered messages to activists under constant surveillance and a high risk to foreign trip by an opposition leader challenging President Nicolas Maduro for power. Still about seven people dead, 200 missing, as a dam burst in Brazil, burying a restaurant in brown sludge. This is SRN News.
Attention firearms collectors and gun enthusiasts. The Gun Shoppy in Sarasota has just received a sizable estate collection of high-end and extremely rare pieces, including Colt, Luger, and Smith & Wesson. Do not wait, or you could miss out on the firearms opportunity of a lifetime. Go to the Gun Shoppy and take advantage today before this rare estate collection disappears. Do not wait. The Gun Shoppy in Sarasota, 4402 South Tamiami Trail, half a mile south of Trader Joe's.
Yes, yes, yes!
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience. Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways.
I can breathe!
You'll get all the air you need through your nose, not your mouth. And with less snoring, there's more chance of sleep.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Looking for term life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, or have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost around $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or BigLou.com. For affordable term life, visit BigLou.com.
Larry Elder.
I am led to believe by people who have interacted with the special counsel that we should be prepared for him to release a report that is anticlimactic. Did Donald Trump collude with the Russians? We have seen zero evidence.
And I think the president is growing confident that there's zero evidence of collusion, but he already knows he didn't collude.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Well, except that Saturday is actually a three-hour show, but Frank didn't know that when he did that, but that's okay. Thanks, Frank. And you'll hear Frank on Mondays and Fridays on the program. Had a great episode yesterday, two segments, and if you want to hear that, it's available on the podcast, which is up there right now on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go there, click on it, and find it. Now, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they all belong to the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association, because they know that when you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to do it, whether or not it's a gun, a club, a knife, a hammer, a screwdriver, whatever, your fists, that the last person standing will be the first person the police look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side and an attorney standing by should you need one. Now, we know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense. It's now a clear and present reality, and no one should have to go it alone. So I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that big USCCA logo that's right there. By the way, a window will drop down to ask you if you want to register for the free gun a day giveaway, and obviously you do, yes. That's a free different gun given away every day of the week. And then while you're there, check out what membership can mean to you. Because should you join and become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which will give you all kinds of coupons and savings, too. So think about that. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA link, the logo link on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Well, Roger Stone got himself into a bunch of trouble. I'm not surprised. He's been talking about it for months. So is Jerome Corsi. He may be the next one for all we know. But listen to the little impromptu press conference he had after posting $250,000 bail, a surety bond, in Fort Lauderdale at the courthouse.
As I have always said, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. After a two-year inquisition, the charges today relate in no way to Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or any other illegal act in connection with the 2016 campaign. I am falsely accused of making false statements during my testimony for the House Intelligence Committee. That is incorrect. Any error I made in my testimony would be both immaterial and without intent. I find it disturbing that the special counsel's office released a press release prior to informing my attorneys that I would be charged today. This morning, at the crack of dawn, 29 FBI agents arrived at my home with 17 vehicles with their lights flashing when they could simply have contacted my attorneys, and I would have been more than willing to surrender voluntarily. They terrorized my wife, my dogs. I was taken to the FBI facility, although I must say the FBI agents were extraordinarily courteous. I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors. And as I have said previously, there is no circumstance whatsoever under which I will bear false witness against the president, nor will I make up lies to ease the pressure on myself. I look forward to being fully and completely vindicated.
Well, there you go. And, of course, you can hear the protesters lock him up and all that sort of stuff, because obviously there's going to be protesters. And all I can say is Roger Stone did some of this to himself by running his mouth. He put himself out there, and by doing such, this is what you get. And did he lie? I don't know. Really don't have any idea. I'm just going to sit back and watch and see what happens. Now, something else that happened yesterday was David Hogg. Remember him? That little Parkland High School darling who's in the media now? Well, he spoke at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, was televised on C-SPAN 3, and he got a standing ovation from the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Listen to what he had to say.
And even if you think that you're a small rural mayor in primarily white America, and you think this issue doesn't affect you, I guarantee you there is a massive problem, an epidemic that nobody talks about, with gun suicide, specifically that affects middle-class, primarily white males in rural America that nobody talks about. And we need to start having those conversations at a municipal level and at a local level to create this change at the federal level. So I don't care if you're afraid of the NRA. I don't care if you're afraid to lose your election. Because if you're afraid that you're going to lose your election, but you're not afraid that thousands of people are going to continue to die from gun violence in your city, what the hell are you doing in your position? Thank you.
Let's see. Thousands of people are going to die in your city. David, I'm sorry, but once again, you don't have your facts straight. I mean, this kid, he can get out there, he can do all this stuff, but it ain't happening. All right, good morning, Dana, man. What's up?
Hey, you know, Roger Stone is the only guy I have ever seen that was tickled to death by being indicted.
He said it was going to happen.
Oh, well, I knew. He kind of egged him on a little bit.
I know he did.
You know, this guy and Corsi, when he was a graduate student in 1972, he wrote his PhD dissertation on the Pentagon Papers. These two are trying to relive the past, you know, basically Watergate. When Stone came out of a federal courtroom today and he put his hands up in the V signs like Nixon did, kind of jiggled his hands, it was all like Watergate again. But, you know, those guys are big into conspiracies, but still.
Well, of course
he is.
I don't
know why you'd want to do that. But what they've indicted him on, if I was a federal judge, I would throw the indictment out. It's frivolous. But, you know, I think Mueller's people must have said, well, he really wants to be indicted. Let's find something to indict him on. I think if he would have kept his mouth shut, I think he would have walked. They would have given him a second look. I mean, he's a carnival barker.
Yeah, it's all possible, but again, he was out there enticing them, and you know he was, and I know he was.
Yeah, but you know, he loved it.
Yep.
He loved having his house. That was very dangerous, raiding his house the way they did it, since he had dogs and his wife is, you know, deaf. You know, anything could have happened. That many guys for an elderly guy like that, you know, they should have just called his lawyer and said, listen, we got the indictment.
Yeah, your client's been indicted. Come down to the office. We'll check.
Let's get it all taken care of.
And, by the way, he's going to be arraigned in Washington, D.C.
Well, hopefully that'll change a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I can't see. It's mostly frivolous. You know, when the FBI is like Congress now, they're indicting people for lying when they themselves can't tell the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's... it's a contradiction in terms there. But, no, I just, you know, he's a character figure, and Corsi, his cohort, just about as bad. You know, they write a lot of stuff on conspiracy. I don't understand why Trump was so close to him all these years.
He was a political consultant, and that's what he was doing with Trump. He was a political consultant, and I believe Trump was paying him to be that consultant. Because that's what
I tell you
for other candidates.
If you work in campaigns, there's always a guy like Stone. He comes in, he runs his mouth, he's the big expert. If you have a golf tournament for your candidate, he shows up if you pay for it. If you have a fundraiser where there's free food, he shows up.
Now, wasn't Stone the one that brought Manafort in?
Yeah, I think he did.
I do. I think he's the one that encouraged Trump to bring Manafort in.
You know, Manafort...
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, he was greasy from the beginning.
That's right.
And, you know, most serious Republicans never took Manafort serious. They knew what he was doing. You know, they knew what he was doing with money. They knew he was overseas. You know, the whole Logan Act thing's a joke anyway, but, you know, they knew he was going to bat for Ukraine and the United States. But then again, so was John McCain, but he just happened to be an elected U.S. senator from Arizona. And he wasn't doing anything different in Ukraine than Manafort was.
Well, guess what? Here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we look forward to talking to you next week, my man.
Okay, I'll talk to you. 18 degrees and snowing in Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay, 51 degrees down here and not snowing. I'll see you later. All right, Gander Man up there in Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him. And I'll be right back to take a look at the highways and byways out there. And, yeah, it's really cold in the north, and there is some snow. And there's some lake effect snow again tonight up off Lake Erie and Lake Ontario.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this.
Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Jay Sekulow wants accountability from the FBI.
You got Andrew McCabe under a criminal investigation for what? Leaking information to the media. You now have, which was confirmed yesterday, that James Baker, the general counsel of the FBI, is under a criminal investigation for what? Leaking information to the media. We know that James Comey leaked information to the media through a friend of his, and that was including conversations he had with the President of the United States.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 9, right after Larry Elder at 6, on AM 930. The Answer.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
Today, I'm going to start with a question, so listen up. Are you in pain? Or if not you, do you know someone who is? Dr. Janet's formula is a fast-acting glucosamine cream that provides relief on contact for those nagging aches and pains in your joints, neck, back, shoulders, wrists, hands, and knees, basically anywhere it hurts. And the best part is, it's odorless, greaseless, and it won't stain. So you can use this every day, even under your best clothes. Dr. Janus Extra Strength Glucosamine Pain Relief Formula is guaranteed to be safe and effective, or your money back. And when you call today, you will not be enrolled in one of those automatic delivery programs. This is a one-time order. You can try it and see for yourself how well this works. So again, the number to call is 1-800-212-4787. And I'll give that to you one more time. You ready? It's 1-800-212-4787.
We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
That's right, Tampa Bay. If you have a cracked windshield and full coverage insurance, they can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 cash on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Hey, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that starts out our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Just chatting with Denise Simon during that, and she's coming up here. We're going to start out talking about whether or not the president caved or not. We're going to get her opinion on it. But a potentially record-setting Arctic air mass is poised to plunge through the central and eastern United States later on this weekend. And believe me, nobody wants to hear that. But right now, if you're in North Dakota, if you're in northern Minnesota, Twin Cities included, if you're in northern Wisconsin, Milwaukee and Green Bay, obviously, and Madison included in that, and down into Indiana, where, Dan, you just heard 18 degrees and snow, that's the lake effect coming his way, I might add, because of the way the wind's blowing. Or if you're in upstate New York, where they're getting lake effect again, winter storm warnings from Ripley to Buffalo, and then around the Horn in the lee shore of Lake Ontario, Watertown down to Oswego, I'm telling you, and over into the Adirondacks, winter storm warning, and the lake effect machine is kicking in and snowing there as well. But the coldest air mass of 2019's winter season is expected to plunge through the central and eastern U.S. late this weekend and into early next week. Even down here in Florida, temperatures every night in the 40s, lows in the highs in the middle 60s thereabouts during the daytime. And potentially record-setting cold temperatures will be possible over the northern plains and Great Lakes region, with wind chill values recording 40 degrees or more below zero. Now, heavy snow and hazardous travel is also possible Sunday into Monday. That would be along the lee shore of the lakes. There is some snow to report tonight in Montana, central Montana. If you're going across 94 and 90 right there in the junction, you should see some there. There is a little bit of snow to report in Rapid City, South Dakota tonight. Colorado, you got a little bit of it west and northwest. Fort Collins up there, snow going up to 87 if you're going up into Wyoming that way. And up to I-25 going into Wyoming, you got a little bit of snow there. Other than that, fog reported in southern Oregon, fog reported in the valleys over east of L.A. and just north of San Diego, some rain in the Mississippi Valley, as well as some windy conditions, some rain down into the deep south, Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama. You're seeing some rain. Bitterly cold temperatures, hard freeze going on right now, northeastern Florida from about Live Oak all the way over to Jacksonville and up into Valdosta and over east into Brunswick. Very hard freeze warning there. So it's not a pretty night in a lot of the country where it's really, really, really cold. Now, I want to point out to everybody that Moss Family Automotive is the sponsor for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I'm going to read you a little note I got from Tim. Tim is in Brooksfield, New York, which I think is in central New York. I was trying to rack my mind, and he said it's Madison County, almost into Chemung. But anyway, he said, Captain, I've been hearing you talk about Moss Nissan. I love the Titan truck. I've wanted to get one for a while. Had an opportunity to go down about a month ago, down to Florida, stopped by, had my Ford F-150. They made me a deal on the spot. I told them the captain sent me, and they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I got more money for my truck than what I thought I was going to get. I got the $500 you talked about. And guess what? They gave me another $500 just because I came from as far away as I came from, and I couldn't say no to the deal. Now I'm driving around a Moss Titan XD. It's absolutely the best truck I've ever had. Moss is the best dealer, and I'm telling everybody up here, if they go to Florida, they got to stop by Moss. Well, Tim, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and thank you very much for letting the audience know that, because, again, I do not make this up when I tell you that Moss Family Automotive, with their four dealerships, in my opinion, is the best dealer in America because of those four words, you serve, you save. That's active duty military, that's veterans, that's first responders, active and retired, and that's all 911 operators, too. Get preferred pricing that saves them thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle, whether it's a Chevy from Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa, or whether or not it's a Nissan from one of the two Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey. And then they've got the Moss Wholesale to the Public, Moss Family Automotive Store in Homosassa Springs, where I was looking there yesterday, and they had a couple of ATVs on their lot. They also, from time to time, wind up with motorhomes. They don't stay very long because they're traded in on a vehicle. They also have camping trailers. They have boats. They don't stay there very long because, obviously, they understand that, you know, the Moss is going to sell them, and they're going to, you know, try to give someone a deal to get them off their lot because they're not really in the RV business, but they do keep them and sell them. By the way, they also had a couple motorcycles listed on their website. So I don't know how that works out because I didn't look. But there you go. So Moss Family Automotive, four locations to serve you. Look them up, Google them, check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. And remember, tell them your captain sent you because that's going to get you another $500 off whatever deal you make. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Okay, everybody wants to know, did he cave?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, and is there an ulterior motive? Everybody wants to know if there's a plan B behind this.
What was happening was it was beginning to affect our economic status, you know, our growth. We're supposed to be at what? 3-4%.
Yep.
And it was beginning to do that. It was beginning to challenge those numbers, and he I think wants to keep that number more than he at this point wants.
Well, it shut down JFK too yesterday that created a backlog.
No, it did not shut it down. What they did was they just rerouted some flights on a temporary basis.
Mm-hmm. Until they can get the staffing.
Well yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And they did. But here's the bigger issue that I think a lot of people don't understand, and it took me a little while to figure it out too, or actually two things. One is, I don't think that we realize just how much government and how big it is that it affects private business so much. And I think we might need to rethink some of that. For instance, you know, if you're a brewery, you can't ship out your beer until you have inspectors come in and do an inspection, slap labels on of approval. You know
correct.
What I'm saying?
Correct. Cigarettes, too.
Well, you know, so we have these inspectors that have to do things, and then you've got, you know, court systems or, you know, the back end systems, you know, with judges and investigators and FBI. You know, we really have to, I think, begin to examine just how intrusive government is.
And then we have the meat and the produce, too, now that I'm thinking about that.
Well, yeah, precisely, mm-hmm. Precisely. The other thing is, I don't believe that Trump really truly understood the machinery of Congress and government until yesterday. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Hold that thought. We're going to go through a list here. I got a little checklist of 13 different things I'm going to ask Denise about when we come back before we change the subject and go to a different topic, because I got questions that people ask me, and we're going to answer your questions. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Message and data rates may apply. Texting enrolls for recurring text messages.
Hey, Dan. When we started ZQuiet 10 years ago, did you ever believe we would help so many couples kick snoring out of bed?
The response has been fantastic, like this story from Mark and Lynette.
It had gotten to the point where my wife and I weren't able to sleep in the same bedroom consistently.
I had to keep pushing or kicking, waking him up. And after he would wake up, you know, maybe there were 10 minutes or 15 minutes before he would start snoring again. And I would hope I would fall asleep during that time. But if I didn't, it just made for a long night.
One time I remember my wife brought in a recording.
I said, listen to this. And he was like, what is that? Is it some animal? No, it's you. You're snoring.
And now with ZQuiet, that's no longer a problem at all.
I finally can sleep through the night.
ZQuiet works for both men and women. Text SLEEP to...